Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham. And on this edition, it's time for another Putting It Together show, in which we put together the score of a musical using a variety of cast recordings. And this time we are putting together Into the Woods with music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, of course, a book by James Lapine, who also directed the original Broadway production. The show premiered at the Old Globe Theater in San Diego in December of 1986. The Broadway opening was on November 5th, 1987, at the Martin Beck Theater, now the Hirschfeld Theater, where it ran 765 performances, received 10 Tony Award nominations. It won 3 for Best Score, Best Book, and Best Actress in a Musical for Joanna Gleason as the Baker's Wife. That was the year of Phantom of the Opera, as we all remember. Phantom won Best Musical, but Into the Woods won Book and Score. The musical weaves together several stories from the Brothers Grimm fairy tales, and adds an original one about the baker and his wife who make a deal with a witch in hopes of having a baby. It's gone on to probably be Sondheim's most successful musical, with productions all over the country and the world, as well as 2 award-winning Broadway revivals, a couple of big London productions, and even an all-star film that was a hit produced by Walt Disney Pictures back in 2014. For Putting It Together, we are going to use 4 cast recordings, the 4 major cast recordings that are out there: the 1987 original Broadway cast, the 1990 original London cast, and then the 2 Broadway revival cast recordings from 2002 and 2022. So let's kick it off right now with Act 1 of Into the Woods, and we're going to begin with the prologue, Into the Woods, from the original 1987 Broadway cast recording.
Once upon a time,
I wish,
in a far-off kingdom,
more than anything,
lived a fair maiden, a sad young lad,
jewel,
I wish,
and a childless baker.
More than life,
I wish,
with his
more
wife,
more than anything,
more than the moon,
I wish,
the king is giving a festival.
More than life,
I wish,
I wish to go to the festival.
More than riches,
I wish my cow would give us some milk.
More than anything,
I wish we had a child.
Please, pal,
child.
Squeeze, pal,
I wish to go to the
I
festival.
Wish you'd give us some milk.
We might have a child,
I wish.
To the festival?
The poor girl's mother had died.
You, Cinderella, the festival?
What festival?
You wish to go to the festival? The festival? The king's festival?
And her father had taken for his new wife
the festival.
A woman with 2 daughters of her own.
Look at your nails.
Look at your dress.
People would laugh at you.
Nevertheless,
she still wants to go to the festival and dance before the prince.
All 3 were beautiful of face, but vile and black of heart. Jack, on the other hand, had no father, and his mother,
I wish,
well, she was not quite beautiful.
I wish my son were not a fool. I wish my house was not a mess. I wish the cow was full of milk. I wish the walls were full of gold. I wish a lot of things.
Why, come in, little girl.
I wish. It's not for me, it's for my granny in the woods. A loaf of bread, please, to bring my poor old hungry granny in the woods. Just a loaf of bread, please.
Cinderella's stepmother had a surprise for her.
I have emptied a pot of lentils into the ashes for you. If you have picked them out again in 2 hours' time, you shall go to the ball with a...
And perhaps a sticky bun or 4.
Birds in the sky, birds in the eaves and the leaves and the fields and the castles and the ponds.
And a few of those ponds.
Little birds, down from the eaves and the leaves, over fields, out of castles and ponds.
No squeeze, man.
Well, son, Milky White must be taken to market.
But, Mother, no! He's the best cow.
Look at her! There are bugs on her dugs. There are flies in her eyes. There's a lump on her rump big enough to be a hump.
But,
son, we've no time to sit and dither while her withers wither with her. And no one keeps a cow for a friend. Some
to go, I hate to leave, I have to though. Into the woods it's time, and so I must begin my journey. Into the woods and through the trees to where I am expected, ma'am. Into the woods to grandmother's house. Into the woods to grandmother's house.
You're certain of your way?
The way is clear, the light is good. I have no fear, nor no one should. The woods are just trees, the trees are just wood. I sort of hate to ask it, but do you have a basket? Into the woods and down the dell, the path is straight, I know it well. Into the woods and who can tell what's waiting on the journey? Into the woods to bring some bread to Granny who is sick in bed. Never can tell what lies ahead, for all that I know she's already dead. But into the woods, into the woods, into the woods, to grandmother's house and home before dark.
Fly, birds, back to the sky, back to the eaves and the leaves and the fields and the castle.
Hurry up and do my hair, Cinderella, are you really wearing that?
Here I found a little tear, Cinderella, can't you hide it with a hat?
You look beautiful.
I know.
She means me.
Put it in a twist.
Who will be there?
Mother said be good, father said be nice, that was always their advice. So be nice, good, Cinderella, nice, good, good,
bad, tired.
What's the good of being good if everyone is blind and you're always left behind? Never mind, Cinderella, kind, Cinderella, nice, good, nice, kind, good, nice.
No! Not that tight.
Sorry.
Claude.
Who might that be?
It's the witch from next door.
The old enchantress told the couple she had placed a spell on their house.
What spell?
In the past, when your mother was with child, she developed an unusual appetite. She took one look at my beautiful garden and told your father that what she wanted more than anything in the world was greens, greens, and nothing but greens. Parsley, peppers, cabbages, and celery, asparagus, and watercress, and vinegars, and lettuce. He said, all right, but it wasn't quite. 'Cause I caught him in the autumn in my garden one night. He was robbing me, raping me, rooting through my rutabaga, raiding my arugula, and ripping up the rampi and my champi and my favorite. I should have laid a spell on him right there. Could have turned him into stone. Or a dog, or a chair. But I let him have the rampion, and I'd lots to spare. In return, however, I said, fair is fair. You can let me have the baby that your wife will bear. And we'll call it square.
I had a brother?
No. But you had a sister.
But the witch refused to tell him any more of his sister. Not even that her name was Rapunzel.
I thought I had been more than reasonable. But how was I to know what your father had also hidden in his pocket?
What?
Beans!
Beans!
The special beans! I let him know I didn't know he stole my beans! I was watching him crawl back over the wall! Then bang! Crash! The lightning flashed! And well, that's another story, never mind. Anyway, at last the big day came. I made my claim. Oh, don't take away the baby! They shrieked and screeched, but I did, and I hear the witch will never be reached. I said, sorry, I'm still not mollified. And I laid a little spell on them. You too, son. That your family tree would always be a barren one. So, there's no more fuss and there's no more scenes in my garden. Thrones, you should see my nectarines. But I'm telling you the same I tell kings and queens. You'll never, never, ever greens, especially the beans. Now listen to me, Jack. Lead Milky White to market and fetch the best price you can. Are you listening to me? Jack, 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 head in a sack. The house is getting colder. This is not a time for dreaming. Chimney stack, starting to crack. The mice are getting bolder. The floor's gone slack. Your mother's getting older. Your father's not back. And you can't just sit here dreaming pretty dreams. To wish and wait from day to day will never keep the wolves away. So
So into the woods, the time is now. We have to live, I don't care how. Into the woods to sell the cow, you must begin the journey. Straight through the woods and don't delay, we have to face the marketplace. Into the woods to journey's end.
Into the woods to sell a friend.
Meanwhile, the witch, for purposes of her own, explained how the baker might lift the spell.
You wish to have the curse reversed? I'll need a certain potion first. Go to the wood and bring me back. One, the cow as white as milk. Two, the cape as red as blood. Three, the hair as yellow as corn. Four, the slipper as pure as gold. Bring me these before the time of midnight in 3 days' time, and you shall have, I guarantee, a child as perfect as child can be. Go to the wood!
Ladies! Our carriage waits!
Now may I go to the festival?
The festival? Darling, those nails, darling, those clothes, lentils are one thing, but darling, with those, you'd make us the fools of the festival, and mortify the prince!
The carriage is waiting!
We must be gone!
Good night, Father.
Good night.
I wish.
Look what I found in Father's hunting jacket.
6 beans. We'll take them with us.
No, the spell is on my house. Only I can lift the spell.
No,
the spell is on my house.
On our house.
No.
We must lift the
spell. You are not to come, and that is final. Now, what am I to return with?
You don't remember? The cow is white as milk, the cape as red as blood, the hair as yellow as corn, the slipper as pure as gold.
The cow is white as milk, the cape as red.
And so the baker reluctantly set off to meet the enchantress's demands. As for Cinderella,
I still wish to go to the festival.
The cow is white as milk,
but how am I ever to get to the festival? I know I'll visit Father's grave, the slipper is his to me, and how am I to undergo the king's festival?
Into the woods, it's time to go, it may be all in vain, I know. Into the woods, but even so, I have.
To go to the festival.
Into the woods without regret. The choice is made, the task is set. Into the woods but not forgetting why I'm on the journey. Into the woods to get my wish. I don't care how the time is now.
Into the woods to sell the gold.
Into the woods to get the money.
Into the woods to lift the spell.
To make the potion.
To go to the festival.
Into the woods to grandmother's house. Into the woods to grandmother's house.
The way is clear. The light is good. I have no fear, nor no one should. The woods are just trees, the trees are just wood. No need to be afraid, there's something in the glade there.
Into the woods without delay, but careful not to lose the way. Into the woods, who knows what may be lurking on the journey. Into the woods to get the thing that makes it worth the journeying. Into the woods
to see the king.
To sell the cow,
to make the potion,
to see, to sell, to get, to bring, to make, to live, to go to the festival, into the woods.
Cinderella had planted a branch at the grave of her mother, and she wept there so much, her tears watered it until it had become a handsome tree.
I've been good and I've been kind, Mother, doing only what I learned from you. Why then am I left behind, Mother? Is there something more that I should do? What is wrong with me, Mother? Something must be wrong. I wish.
Thank you. Good day, young lady.
Good day, Mr. Wolf.
Whither away so hurriedly?
To my grandmother's.
And where might your grandmother live?
Her house stands under the three large oak trees.
Ah! Look at that flesh, pink and plump. Hello, little girl. Tender and fresh, not one lump. Hello, little girl. This one's especially lush, delicious. Hello, little girl, what's your rush? You're missing all the flowers. The sun won't set for hours. Take your time.
Mother said straight ahead, not to delay or be misled.
But slow, little girl, hark and hush. The birds are singing sweetly. You'll miss the birds completely. You're traveling so fleetly. Grandmother first, then Miss Plump. What a delectable couple. Utter perfection, one brittle, one supple, one moment,
Mother said,
my
come
dear.
What may, follow the path and never stray.
Just so, little girl, any path, so many worth exploring. Just one would be so boring. And look what you're ignoring. Ah! Oh! Ha ha ha! Delicate meat, crispy bone, pig is a treat for the palate. All of this grunts is carnality, ah, what a day! There's no possible way to describe what you feel when you're talking to your meal!
Mother said not to stray, still I suppose a small delay. Granny made like a fresh bouquet. Goodbye, Mr. Wolf.
Goodbye, little girl.
Goodbye, little piggies.
And hello.
Someday I'll buy you back. I'll see you soon again. I hope that when I do, it won't be on a plate.
Take the cow and go home.
I was trying to be helpful.
Magic beans? We've no reason to believe they're magic. Are we going to dispel this curse through deceit?
No one would have given him more for that creature. We did him a favor. At least now they'll have some food.
Five beans.
If you know what you want, then you go and you find it and you get it.
Home.
Do we want a child or not? And you give and you take and you bid and you bargain or you live to regret it.
Will you please go home?
There are rights and wrongs and in-betweens. No one waits when fortune intervenes. And maybe they're really magic. Who knows? What you do, that's the point. All the rest of it is chatter.
Look at her, she's crying.
If the thing you do is pure in intent, if it's meant and it's just a little bent, does it matter?
Yes.
No, what matters is that everyone tells tiny lies. What's important really is the size. Only three more tries and we'll have our prize. When the end's in sight, you'll realize if the end is right, it justifies the beast.
Children are a blessing. If
you know where they are. Nothing's so distressing, though, as when they keep you guessing. So be sure you don't leave any doors ajar. Make a little world.
A little world is big enough for me.
Perfect.
A little world is all it needs to be.
Perfect.
Brushing my hair, combing my hair.
Let down your hair to me. Rapunzel! Look at that complexion, still untouched by the sun. Children need protection just the way they need affection. Or they wander and they wander and they run from your little world.
Little world is all I have to say.
Perfect.
A little world is everything you want to be.
Perfect, perfect.
Washing my hair.
Tending her hair. Disconcert her.
Tiny eyes.
Nothing that can possibly hurt her.
Followed me down, down a dark, slimy path where lie secrets that I never want to know. And when everything familiar seemed to disappear forever, at the end of the path was Granny once again. So we wait in the dark until someone sets us free, and we're brought into the light, and we're back at the start. And I know things now, many valuable things that I hadn't known before. Do not put your faith in a cape and a hood. They will not protect you the way that they should. And take extra care with strangers. Even flowers have their dangers. And though scary is exciting, nice is different than good. Now I know, don't be scared. Granny is right, just be prepared. Isn't it nice to know a lot? And a little bit not.
Now the prince, what was he like?
He's a very nice prince.
And
it's a very nice ball.
And
when I entered, they trumpeted.
And the prince.
Oh, the prince.
Yes, the prince.
Well, he's tall.
Is that all? Did you dance? Is he charming? They say that he's charming.
We did nothing but dance.
Yes.
And it made a nice change.
No, the prince.
Oh, the prince.
Yes, the prince.
He has charm for a prince, I guess.
Guess?
I don't meet a wide range, and it's all very strange.
Are you to return to the festival tomorrow eve?
Perhaps. Perhaps. Oh, to be pursued by a prince! All that pursues me is tomorrow's bread. What I wouldn't give to be in your shoes.
Will you look over there? An enormous vine growing next to that little cottage.
I'm in slippers.
It looks like a giant beanstalk rising into the sky.
As pure as gold.
I must get home. Wait! I need your shoes!
Midnight's gone. No knot unties itself.
Sometimes the things you most wish for are not to be touched.
The harder to get, the better to have.
Never wear more at a ball.
Open!
Or open your mouth.
The difference between a cow and a bean is a bean can begin an adventure.
Slotted spoons don't hold much soup.
The crystal flower, the father from the park.
Closer to the family, the closer to the wine.
One midnight gone.
The mother of a wolf's not the end of the
world. The sun is not just a dog to a prince.
Opportunity is not a lengthy visitor.
They know what you need, but a gift what you want, but to see that you keep what you have.
One midnight gone.
Sometimes the things you must wish for.
One midnight gone.
One
midnight gone.
One
midnight gone.
One midnight gone.
One midnight gone.
Into the woods. Into the woods.
There are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible giants in the sky. When you're way up high and you look below at the world you left and the things you know, little more than a glance is enough to show you just how small you are. When you're way up high and you're on your own in the world like none that you've ever known, when the sky is lead and the earth is stone, you're free to do whatever pleases you, exploring things you'd never dare, cause you don't care when suddenly there's a big, tall, terrible giant at the door. A big, tall, terrible lady giant sweeping the floor. And she gives you food and she gives you rest, and she draws you close to her giant breast, and you know things now that you never knew before. Not till the sky. Only just when you made a friend and all you know she's big, but you don't feel small, someone bigger than her comes along the hall to swallow you for lunch. And your heart is lead and your stomach stone, and you're really scared being all alone. And it's then that you missed all the things you've known, and the world you've left, and the little you own. The fun is done, you steal what you can and run. And you scramble down and you look below, and the world you know begins to grow. The house and your mother at the door. The roof, the house and the world you never thought to explore. And you think of all of the things you've seen, and you wish that you could live in between. And you're back again, only different than before. After the sky, there are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible, awesome, scary, wonderful giants in the sky.
Did I abuse her or show her disdain? Why does she run from me? If I should lose her, how shall I regain the heart she has won from me? Agony beyond power of speech, when the one thing you want is the only thing out of your reach.
High in her tower, she sits by the hour, maintaining her hair. Blithe and becoming, and frequently humming a light-hearted air. Ah, agony, far more painful than yours, when you know she would go with you if there only were doors.
Agony,
all the torture they teach.
What's as intriguing
or half so fatiguing
as what's out of reach?
Am I not sensitive, clever, well-mannered, considerate, passionate, charming, as kind as I'm handsome, and heir to a throne?
You are everything maidens could wish for.
Then why no?
Do why no?
The girl must be mad.
You know nothing of madness till you're climbing her hair, and you see her up there as you're nearing her, all the while hearing her rah.
Agony, misery,
although it's different for each.
Always 10 steps behind,
always 10 feet below,
and she's just out of reach. Agony that can cut like a knife.
I must have her to wife.
You've changed. You're daring. You're different in the woods. More sure, more sharing. You're getting us through the woods. If you could see, you're not the man who started, and much more open-hearted than I knew you to be.
It takes two. I thought one was enough. It's not true. It takes two of us. You came through. When the journey was rough, it took you. It took two of us. It takes care. It takes patience and fear and despair to change, though you swear to change. Who can tell if you do? It takes two.
You've changed. You're thriving. There's something about the woods. Not just surviving, you're blossoming in the woods. At home, I'd fear we'd stay the same forever. And then, out here, you're passionate, charming, considerate, clever.
It takes one to begin, but then once you've begun, it takes two of you, it's no fun. But what needs to be done, you can do. When there's two of you, if I dare, it's because I'm becoming aware of us as a pair of us, each accepting a share of what's there.
We've changed. We're strangers. I'm meeting you in the woods. Who might? What dangers? I know we'll get past the woods. And once we're past, let's hope the changes last. Beyond woods, beyond witches and slippers and hoods, just the two of us, beyond lies, safe at home with our beautiful prize. Just a few of us, it takes trust. It takes just a bit more and we're done. We want four, we have none, we've got three. We need one, it takes two.
Two midnights gone!
Wanting a ball is not wanting a prince.
Near may be better than far, but it still isn't there.
Near may be better than far, but it still isn't there.
The ball!
So near, so far!
Somebody else's child.
2 minutes gone.
The way you love.
So near.
Your own.
The prince.
So far.
The greatest prize can often lie at the end of the thorniest path.
2 minutes gone.
Two minutes gone.
2 minutes gone. And the exhausted baker and his wife buried the dead Milky White.
Children must see and learn.
not obey. Children should listen. What have I been to you? What would you have me be? Hands up like a prince. Oh, but I am old, I am ugly, I embarrass you.
No.
You are ashamed of me.
No.
You are ashamed. You don't understand.
It was lonely atop that tower.
I was not company enough.
No longer a child, I wish to see the world.
Don't you know what's out there in the world? Someone has to shield you from the world. Stay with me. Princes wait there in the world. Yes, but wolves and humans too. Stay at home. I am home. Who out there could love you more than I? What out there that I cannot supply? Stay with me.
He's a very smart prince. He's a prince who prepares. Knowing this time I'd run from him, he spread pitch on the stairs. I was caught unawares, and I thought, well, he cares. This is more than just malice. Better stop and take stock while you're standing here stuck on the steps of the palace. You think, what do you want? You think, make a decision. Why not stay and be caught? You think, well, it's a thought. What would be his response? But then what if he knew who you were when you know that you're not what he thinks that he wants? And then what if you are what a prince would envision? Although how can you know who you are till you know what you want, which you don't? So then which do you pick? Where you're safe out of sight and yourself, but where everything's wrong? Or where everything's right and you know that you'll never be alone. And whichever you pick, do it quick, cause you're starting to stick to the steps of the palace. It's your first big decision. The choice isn't easy to make. To arrive at a ball is exciting and all. Once you're there, though, it's scary. And it's fun to deceive when you know you can leave, but you have to be wary. There's a lot that's at stake, but you've stalled long enough, cause you're still standing stuck in this stuff on the steps. Better run along home and avoid the collision. Even though they don't care, you'd be better off there, where there's nothing to choose, so there's nothing to lose. So you pry up your shoes. Then from out of the blue, and without any guide, you know what your decision is, which is not to decide. You'll just leave him a clue. For example, a shoe, and then see what he'll do. Now it's he and not you who is stuck with a shoe in a stew, in the goo. And you've learned something too.
And I've learned something too.
Something you never knew.
And I've learned something too
that I never knew before.
In the land of the giants.
And
And it came to pass, all that seemed wrong was now right. The kingdoms were filled with joy, and those who deserved to were certain to live a long and happy life ever after.
Ever after!
Journey over, all is mended, and it's not just for today, but tomorrow and extended ever after.
Ever after!
All the curses have been ended, the reverses wiped away. All is tenderness and laughter for forever after. There were dangers and confusions, and the paths would often swerve. There were constant disillusions, but they never lost their nerve. And they reached the right conclusions, and they got what they deserved.
Not a sigh and not a sorrow, tenderness and laughter. Joy's a day and bliss tomorrow and forever after.
I was greedy.
I was vain.
I was haughty.
I was smug.
We were happy.
It was fun.
We were blind.
Then
we went into the woods to get our wish, and now we're really blind.
I was perfect. I had everything but beauty. I had power. And a daughter like a flower in a tower. Then I went into the woods to get my wish, and now I'm ordinary.
We're unworthy.
We're unhappy now. Unhappiness as well as ever after. And we use our common sense, been worthy of our discontents, to be happy and forever. You'll see your wish come true.
Don't be careful. Don't be clever. When you see your wish pursue, it's a dangerous endeavor. We're the only thing to do.
Though it's fearful, though it's deep, though it's dark, and though you may lose the path, though you may come to wolves. Though it's deep, you mustn't stop. You must subscribe. You must subscribe. You mustn't stop. You must subscribe. You mustn't subscribe. You mustn't have your wish, but you can't just wish. Nor to get your wish, you go into the woods where nothing's clear, where witches, ghosts, and wolves appear. Into the woods and through the fear, you have to take the journey. Into the woods and down the dell, in vain perhaps, but who can tell?
Into the woods to lift the spell.
Into the woods to lose the bogey.
Into the woods to have the child.
To wed the prince.
To get the money.
To save the house.
To kill the wolf.
To find the father.
To conquer the kingdom.
To have to wed. To get to save. To kill. To keep. To go to the festival. Into the woods. Into the woods. Into the woods. And out of the woods.
To be continued.
And happy ever after.
You just heard Act One of Into the Woods. We began with the prologue, Into the Woods, from the 1987 Broadway cast recording. That was the entire cast. Then we heard Cinderella at the Grave, and that was from the 1990 London recording with Jacqueline Dankworth and Eunice Gritgayson. Then we heard Hello, Little Girl from the 2002 Broadway revival, in which that was originally it was written to be just the wolf and Little Red Riding Hood, but for that revival, they did two wolves, played by Greg Edelman and Christopher Sieber, along with Little Red Riding Hood was Molly Ephraim in that production. It was kind of a unique, different twist on it to have two wolves in that number. Then from the 2022 Broadway revival, we heard Cole Thompson as Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk singing I Guess This Is Goodbye. From the 1990 London cast, we heard the Baker's Wife of Imelda Staunton singing Maybe They're Magic. From the 1990 London production also, we heard a song that was added to the show at that time called Our Little World, sung by the witch, Julie McKenzie, and Mary Lincoln, who played Rapunzel. That song has now been added to the show on a regular basis. Then we heard Little Red Riding Hood from the 1987 Broadway cast, Danielle Ferland, singing I Know Things Now. From the 2022 Broadway revival, we heard Cinderella and the Baker's Wife, Philippa Sue and Sarah Bareilles with A Very Nice Prince. From the 1990 London cast, we heard the entire cast doing First Midnight. Then from that same production, we heard Richard Dempsey as Jack singing Giants in the Sky. Then we heard from the 2002 Broadway revival, we heard the same two wolves we heard before, but in their guise as the princes, Rapunzel's prince and Cinderella's prince, Greg Edelman and Christopher Sieber, singing Agony. Then from the 1987 Broadway production, we heard Chip Zine and Joanna Gleason with It Takes Two. From 2022's Broadway revival, we heard the cast with Second Midnight. Then from the original 87 Broadway production, we heard The Witch, Bernadette Peters, along with Rapunzel, Pamela Winslow, with Stay With Me. Then from the 2002 Broadway revival, we heard Cinderella, Laura Benanti, with On the Steps of the Palace. And we concluded with the entire cast from the 2022 Broadway revival doing Ever After, the end of Act One. Well, it's time. As we're going to take a little break, it's time to do Act Two, and we're going to start with the prologue and the opening of Act Two, So Happy, and the cast of the 1987 Broadway production.
Once upon a time, later.
I
I wish.
In that same far-off kingdom,
more than anything,
lived the young princess, the lad Jack,
more than footmen,
I wish.
And the baker with his family.
No, I miss.
I wish.
More than anything,
more than the moon.
There, there. I wish to sponsor a festival.
More than life.
I miss.
The time has come for a festival.
More than riches.
And a ball.
I miss my kingdom up in the sky.
More than anything.
I wish we had more room.
But despite some minor inconveniences, they were all quite content.
I never thought I'd wed a prince.
I never thought I'd find perfection.
I never thought I could be so happy.
Not an unhappy moment since.
I didn't think we'd be this rich.
I
never thought we'd have a
baby. I never thought I could be so happy.
Just as long as you stay happy, we'll stay happy.
Not one round.
Lots of pence.
With my cow.
Little girdles.
Darling, I must go now.
We should really sell it.
Where's the cheesecloth?
Wishes may bring problems such that you regret them. Better that though than to never get them.
I'm going to be a perfect boy.
I'm going to be the perfect son.
I'm going to be a perfect boy.
I'm going to be a perfect
son. I'm going to see that she is so happy. I never thought I'd love my life. I would have settled for another.
Then to become a wife.
And then to be set for love.
Then to be get a child.
Then for to smile.
I'm so happy.
Have you done this to our house?
Always thinking of yourself. Look at my garden!
Destroyed?
Who could do such a thing?
Do you think it was a bear?
A bear? Bears are sweet! Besides, you ever see a bear with 40-foot feet?
Dragon, no scorch marks. Usually they're linked.
Manticore.
Imaginary.
Griffin.
Extinct.
Giant.
Possible. Very, very possible.
More than possible, their fears would prove to be well-founded.
Into the woods, it's always when you think at last you're through, and then into the woods you go again to take another journey.
Into the woods, the weather's clear, we've been before, we've gone to fear. Into the woods, away from here.
Into the woods to find the giant.
Into the woods to grandmother's house.
Into the woods, the path is straight, no reason then to hesitate.
Into the woods, it's not so late, it's just another journey. To see what's wrong.
Into the woods to slay the giant.
Into the woods to shield the giant.
To flee the winds.
To find a future.
To shield.
To slay.
To find.
To fix.
To hide.
To love.
To battle.
To see what the trouble is.
Tower like yours was, but higher, a beauty asleep. All round the tower, a thicket of briar, 100 feet deep. Agony, no frustration more keen. When the one thing you want is a thing that you've not even seen.
I found the casket in entirely of glass, no, it's unbreakable. Inside, don't ask it, a maiden, alas, just as unwakeable.
What unmistakable agony is the way always barred.
She has skin white as snow.
Did you learn her name?
No, there's a dwarf standing guard.
Agony! Such that princes must weep. Always enthrallable to anything, almost or something asleep.
if it were not for the thicket.
The thicket's no trick, is it thick?
It's the thickest.
The quickest is Peter Pan with a stick.
Yes, but even one prick, it's my thing about blood.
Well, it's sick.
It's no sicker than your thing with dwarves.
Dwarves are very upsetting. Not forgetting the task unachievable, mountains unscalable, if it's conceivable, but unavailable.
Agony, misery, not to know what you'll miss. While they lie there for years,
and you fry on their beers,
what unbearable bliss.
Agony, that can cut like a
I meant, couldn't you listen? Couldn't you stay content, safe behind walls? As I could not. Now you know what's out there in the world. No one stays untainted by the world. Only I, who loved you as you were. Only I, who's frightened less of her than them. No matter what you say, children won't listen. No matter what you do, children refuse. Learn. Guide them along the way, still they won't listen. Children can only grow from something you love to something you lose.
Anything can happen in the woods. May I kiss you? Any moment we could be crushed. Don't feel rushed.
This is ridiculous. What am I doing here? I'm in the wrong story. Wait, one moment, please. We can't do this. You have a princess.
Well, yes, I do.
And I have a baker.
Of course. You're right. How foolish. Foolishness can happen in the woods. Once again, please, let your hesitations be hushed. Any moment, big or small, is a moment. After all, seize the moment. Skies may fall any moment. Right and wrong don't matter in the woods. Only feelings, let us meet the moment unblushed. Life is often so unpleasant. You must know that as a peasant. Best to take the moment present as a present for the moment. I must leave you.
Why?
The giant.
The giant. I had almost forgotten. Will we find each other in the woods again?
This was just a moment in the woods. Our moment, shimmering and lovely and sad. Leave the moment, just be glad for the moment that we had. Every moment is of moment when you're in the woods. Now I must go off to slay a giant, for that is what the next moment holds for me. I shall not forget you. How brave you are to be alone in the woods.
And how alive you've made me feel.
Was that me? Was that him? Did a prince really kiss me? And kiss me. And kiss me. And did I kiss him back? Was it wrong? Am I mad? Is that all? Does he miss me? Was he suddenly getting bored with me?
Wake up! Stop dreaming! Stop prancing about the woods! It's not beseeming! What is it about the woods? Back to life, back to sense, back to child, back to husband. No one lives in the woods! There are vows, there are ties, there are needs, there are standards, there are shouldn'ts and shoulds!
Why not both instead? There's the answer if you're clever. Have a child for warmth and a baker for bread and a prince for whatever.
Never! It's these woods! Face the facts, find the boy, join the group, stop the giant, just get out of these woods!
Was that him? Yes, it was. Was that me? No, it wasn't.
Just a trick of the woods.
Just a moment. One peculiar passing moment. Must it all be either less or more? Either plain or grand? Is it always or is it never and? That's what woods are for. For those moments in the woods. Oh, if life were made of moments, even now and then a bad one. But if life were only moments, then you'd never know you had one.
First a witch, then a child, then a prince, then a moment. Who can live in the woods?
And to get what you wish only just for a moment, these are dangerous woods. Let the moment go. Don't forget it for a moment, though.
Just remembering you've had an and when you're back to or
makes the or mean more than it did before.
Now I understand, and it's time to leave the woods.
It's because of you there's a giant in our midst, and my wife is dead!
But it isn't my fault. I was given those beans. You persuaded me to trade away my cow for beans, and without those beans, there had been no stock to get up to the giants in the first place.
Wait a minute. Magic beans for a cow so old that you had to tell a lie to sell it, which you told. Were they worthless beans? Were they oversold? Oh, and Telus, who persuaded you to steal that gold?
See, it's your fault.
No.
So it's your fault.
No.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
It's true.
Wait a minute. Though I only stole the gold to get my cow back from you.
So it's your fault.
Yes.
No, it isn't. I'd have kept those beans, but our house was cursed. She made us get the cow to get the curse reversed.
It's your father's fault that the curse got place and the place got cursed in the first place.
Oh, then it's his fault.
So?
It was his fault.
No.
Yes, it is. It's his.
I guess.
Wait a minute. Though I chopped down the beanstalk, right, that's clear. But without any beanstalk, then what's queer is how did the second giant get down here in the first place? Second place?
Yes.
How?
Well, you had the other bean.
The other bean?
The other bean?
You pocketed the other bean.
I didn't. Yes, I did.
So it's your fault.
No, it isn't, because I gave it to my wife.
So it's her.
No, it isn't.
Then whose is it?
Wait a minute. She exchanged that bean to obtain your shoe, so the one who knows what happened to the bean is you.
You mean that old bean that your wife, oh dear, but I never knew, and so I threw it. Don't look here.
So it's your fault.
But,
see, it's her fault.
But,
and it isn't mine at all.
But what?
But if you hadn't gone back up again.
We were needy.
You were greedy. Did you need that hen?
But I got it from my mother.
So it's her fault then. Yes, and what about the harp in the third place?
The harp, yes.
She wouldn't dare me to.
I dare you too.
You dare me to. She said that I was scared too. She dared
no,
me.
No, I didn't. So
it's your fault.
Wait a minute. If you hadn't dared him to.
And you would left the harp alone. We wouldn't be in trouble
in the first place.
Well, if she had raised
the beans in the first place.
She raised the beans in the first place.
It's her fault.
She's responsible. She's the one who made it. It's her fault.
It's the last midnight. It's the last wish. It's the last midnight.
told a little lie, stole a little gold, broke a little vow. Did you? Had to get your prince, had to get your cow, have to get your wish, doesn't matter how. Anyway, it doesn't matter now. It's the last midnight, it's the moon splat, nothing but a vast midnight, everybody smashed flat. Nothing we can do, not exactly true. We could always give her the boy. No, no, of course what really matters is the blame. Someone you can blame. Fine, if that's the thing you enjoy, placing the blame. If that's the aim, give me the blame. Just give me the boy.
No.
No. You're so nice. You're not good, you're not bad, you're just nice. I'm not good, I'm not nice, I'm just right. I'm the witch, you're the world. I'm the hitch, I'm what no one believes. I'm the witch, you're all liars and thieves. Like his father, like his son will be too. Oh, why bother? You'll just do what you do. So goodbye, all. Coming at you fast, midnight. Soon you'll see the sky fall. Here, you want a bean? Have another bean. Beans were made for baking, you're rich. Plant them and they soar. Here, you want some more? Listen to the roar, giants by the score. Oh well, you can't blame another witch. It's the last midnight. It's the now before it's past midnight, I'm leaving you my last curse. I'm leaving you alone. You can tend the garden, it's yours, separate and alone. Everybody down on all fours. All right, Mother, when lost the prince again, punish me the way you did that. Give me claws and a hunch just away from this bunch. And the gloom and the doom.
No more questions, please. No more tests. Comes the day you say what for, please. No more.
They disappoint, they disappear, they die, but they don't.
What?
They disappoint, in turn I fear, forgive though they won't.
No more riddles, no more jests, no more curses you can't undo, left by fathers you never knew. No more quests, no more feelings. Time to shut the door. Just no more.
Running away, let's do it. Free from the ties that bind. No more despair or burdens to bear out there in the yonder. Running away, go to it. Where did you have in mind? Have to take care, unless there's a where, you'll only be wandering blind. Just more questions, different kind. Where are we to go? Where are we ever to go? Running away, we'll do it. Why sit around resigned? Trouble is, son, the farther you run, the more you feel undefined. For what you have left undone, and mourn what you've left behind. We disappoint, we leave a mess, we die, but we don't.
We disappoint in turn, I guess, forget though we won't. Like father, like son. No more giants waging war. Can't we just pursue our lives with our children and our wives? Till that happy day arrives, how do you ignore all the witches, all the curses, all the wolves, all the lies, the false hopes, the goodbyes, the reverses, all the wondering what even worse is still in store? All the children, all the giants, no more.
Mother cannot guide you. Beside you, still you're not alone. No one is alone, truly, no one is alone. Sometimes people leave you halfway through the world. Others may deceive you. You decide what's good. You decide alone, but no one is alone.
I wish.
I know. Mother isn't here now.
Wrong things, right things.
Who knows what she'd say?
Who can say what's true?
Nothing's quite so clear now.
Do things, fight things.
Here you've lost your way.
You decide, but you are not alone.
Believe me, no one is alone.
No one is alone, believe me.
Truly, you move just a finger.
Say the slightest word.
Something's bound to linger behind.
No one acts alone. Careful, no one is alone.
People make mistakes.
Fathers.
Mothers.
People make mistakes.
Holding to their own. Thinking they're alone. Honor their mistakes.
Fight for their mistakes.
Everybody makes
one another's terrible mistakes.
Witches can be right. Giants can be good. You decide what's right.
You decide what's good. Just remember,
someone is on your side.
Our side,
someone else is not.
While we're seeing our side,
maybe we forgot.
They are not alone.
No one is alone. Hard to see the light now.
Just don't let it go.
Things will come out right now. We can make it so. Someone is on your side.
what straight rope?
The higher to wake, the better to have.
Oh, excuse me.
The greater the good, the harder the blow.
We're going to hide. We know how to get there.
And how to get back.
And eat first.
The knife at the shop today may be dull by tomorrow.
How proud my wife would have been of all of us. How sad it is my son will never know her. Maybe I just wasn't meant to have children.
Don't say that. Of course you were meant to have children.
But how can I go about being a father with no one to mother my child?
Just calm the child.
Yes, calm the child.
Tell him the story of how it all happened. Be father and mother. You'll know what to do.
Alone.
Sometimes people leave you halfway through the world. Do not let it grieve you. No one leaves for good.
I see a glimmer.
Well, that concludes our putting it together of Into the Woods. We just heard Act Two. We began with the prologue of And So Happy from the 1987 Broadway production. Then we heard the reprise of Agony. And for that, we went to the 1990 London cast. We heard Mark Tinkler and Clive Carter as the two princes. Then we heard The Witch's Lament, sung by Vanessa Williams as the witch from the 2002 Broadway revival. Then we heard Any Moment from the 2022 Broadway revival of Gavin Creel and Sarah Bareilles. Then we heard Moments in the Woods with Imelda Staunton from 1990 London cast recording. Then we heard from the 2002 Broadway revival, we heard Your Fault with Stephen DeRosa, Adam Wiley, Molly Ephraim, Vanessa Williams, and Laura Benanti. Then we heard Patina Miller as the witch from the 2022 Broadway revival doing Last Midnight. From the 1987 Broadway cast, we heard Chip Zion and Tom Aldridge with No More. Then we heard from the 2002 Broadway revival, we heard No One is Alone with Stephen DeRosa, Adam Wiley, Molly Ephraim, and Laura Benanti again. And then we concluded with the finale and Children Will Listen from the 1990 London production with Julia McKenzie as the witch and the cast singing Children Will Listen. So that was the conclusion, but we have a bonus track. We're going to lead out with it. I thank you again for joining me as we did a putting it together of Into the Woods. And I thought we'd include kind of a fun bonus track. Now, I saw Into the Woods during its original Broadway previews way back in 1987 in November. Right, it was right kind of early on in its preview period at the Martin Beck Theater. And one of the memorable songs in Act Two was this one that was sung by the witch, Bernadette Peters, which was ultimately cut and replaced by Last Midnight before the show actually opened. But I thought it would be a fun added bonus to hear Boom Crunch. It's from a later demo session that was done for a project for Warner Home Video, which was considering adapting Into the Woods Children's Edition for a home video. So we're going to hear right now Boom Crunch, sung by Maureen Moore.
Told you little lies, did you? Naughty, naughty now, boom crunch. Time we all said our goodbyes, don't you think? Pretty soon, boom crunch. Bit too high a price, is it? But you got your wish. Shouldn't happen if you're nice, should it? Now boom crunch, squish. Got your heart's desires. Liars, 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 liars. Little lies from little liars. What harm is that? Fool the prince, break a vow. Grab a bag of gold, get your cow. Doesn't matter how. Anyway, it doesn't matter now. 'Cause any minute, boom, splat, smashed, flat. Time to call a halt, is it? Too late now, boom, crunch. Want to know whose fault? Everybody's here she comes. Just a cloud, fooled them at the ball, did you? And you got your prince. Selfish little liars, all of you. Oh, well, soon, mince meat. Just a small upheaval. Evil, 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 evil. Want to know what's evil? Nice people's lies. Well, goodbye. You could use a good witch now, but why? You don't want me around. I'm just crushed. You're just crushed. I'm just going. No one likes a witch, which is why I don't have to lie. I'm unpleasant. No one likes a witch, but you all need someone to curse. Well, goodbye, get another witch for whatever's left of the present. Just keep getting better at making things worse. Letting lie, lead to cheat a little, lead to steal a little, lead to kill a little, lead to boom, rumble, rumble. Mustn't grumble. Interested in beans, are you? Have the whole damn bunch. There you are. Lots of magic beans. Here, you want some more? Get them by the score, but get them quick before. Uh-oh, listen to the roar. Boom. Uh-oh, bye, everybody. Boom. Isn't it a shame? Who you gonna blame this time? Boom. Isn't quite the same this time. This time it's boom, bam, thump.